They started right. This is VOC Breakfast with Gulam Fakir and Sabira Sheikh Yasser. Only on the Voice of the Cape.
So it's 15 minutes after 7 a.m. this morning. If you've just joined us, welcome into it. Good to have you with us. I mean, we've been talking about it for months on end, and we know COVID-19 cases continue to climb, especially here in the Western Cape amidst the second wave, G. And, you know, hospitals across the province are taking heavy strain. And, you know, we've been receiving a mixed bag of messages over the past 2 weeks or so to COVID-19 cases, hospitals and their functions, etc. And then there have been some accusations that have been laid against certain hospitals as well. So the latest that we're speaking about were a few complaints that came through on our WhatsApp line in this week in terms of Christusgear Hospital, and I think the other one was Victoria, if I'm not mistaken, where, you know, people were messaging or forwarding messages, and that's actually problematic in a sense. They were saying that patients are being tied up, and when, you know, when we went further and tried to go further and understand, no one actually wanted to come on air in terms of those accusations and share with us. So we thought, you know, best to go to the root itself and speak to perhaps Christusgear and try and understand exactly what is going on. Mm. So I do believe we are going to be speaking to the head of nurses at Christusgear Hospital, and that's Ahmed Mohammed, to sort of unpack quite a few questions that have been coming through from our listeners over the past few weeks and hopefully get to the bottom of this. But Ahmed, assalamu alaikum. Good morning. Good to be chatting.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you guys and to the listeners of the Voice of the Cape. Shukran for this opportunity. We really appreciate it.
It's only a pleasure, Ahmed. So, of course, you know, first of all, let's start up with, you know, what's it like at this moment in time out at Christusgear? We know the cases have been increasing daily. You know, what's the mood like at the moment?
I think it's very important for us, just to put it into context, you know, Christusgear Hospital, the world-renowned Christusgear Hospital, is in general, very busy. We see about 1,000 inpatients every single day. We see about 500 outpatients daily. Then March came, COVID-19 came with a bang, as you can imagine, and that put an extra burden onto us. So the hospital is extremely, extremely busy. If you look at today, for example, now we have about 45 PUI, so these are persons under investigation, and then we have almost 300 positive cases, confirmed positive cases. I mean, as you can imagine, people coming into the hospital that are infected with the virus, and you try your best of your ability to contain that virus to make sure the staff and the families of these patients are not infected. We also have about 33 patients that are on high-flow nasal oxygen. I'm sure you've all heard about high-flow nasal oxygen. It's basically a mechanism to help the patients to get the oxygen saturation in the blood levels but increase, because these patients are very sick, a lot of them. Currently in our emergency department, we have about 24 patients who came in. Out of the 24, 17 of them are COVID-related. Mm. Our trauma unit, we currently have about 7 of them. Even though the alcohol ban has been lifted, we are still seeing a lot of trauma cases coming in, people that are shooting and stabbing, car accidents. Let's just give an idea of how busy this hospital currently is at the minute we're talking.
Certainly. Now, you know, over the past few days, we have been speaking about those messages that were coming through with regards to those allegations.
Yeah, Ahmed, we've received actually a few of those allegations. And, you know, and like Sabira said earlier, we felt that it would be best to hear that from to get your side of the story as well. I mean, we didn't run with anything of the sort. It's just been flooding with social media all over. You know, you must have seen some of those allegations.
Yes, definitely. Shukran for the question, Gulam. And I'm actually delighted and I'm actually very happy you used the word allegations. And I want the listeners to take this very seriously. These are all allegations. So allegations mean, you know, these are just stuff that is put out there. But I think I would rather spend my energy and time on explaining to the public, you know, we have mechanisms in place. When anyone has a concern or complaint about anything in a hospital, we have on the Department of Health website, there are procedures to follow. At Christusgear, for example, we have a client liaison officer. We have notices all across the hospital. We have a very strict system that we are following when it comes to complaints and compliments. When we receive these complaints in writing, we are bound to respond acknowledgement of that complaint. The doctors, the nurses who look after that patient that they are complaining about, we investigate and we get back to the family as soon as possible. I also want to reiterate and plead to the public out there, We take our healthcare services very serious. We are a world-renowned hospital delivering quality patient care. And we would not want people to tarnish our name, Goedgevlei Hospital name, also the Department of Health name. We all want to work together as a community to improve the care of the services at Goedgevlei Hospital. So I'm begging people to be honest and open with us. Follow those procedures, and we will definitely, running to social media and yeah, making allegations. Okay. I mean, that is not acceptable.
Now, Ahmed, I'm trying. Look, I think there is obviously a protocol and a process, processes that one needs to follow if they are unhappy with services at any public hospital, for that matter. And we're going to get Dr. Bray in a little bit later to also share comment on that. But before we go to Dr. Bray, Sabira, I think what is also important is that it wasn't just one allegation that came. There were many that came. Mm-hmm. You know, people have been tied up. People have been and I quote some of them saying, you know, being used as guinea pigs for argument. Sake, they're going in for a normal checkup and they basically come out in a body bag. These are all the stories that are going around on social media.
Yes, Gulab. So again, an emphasis on allegations, very important to be that we remember that one. We acknowledge that this time has been difficult for everyone, for all of us. We acknowledge it is difficult for families not to come and visit their loved one in hospital, not to see their loved ones. So we do acknowledge that. So, you know, like I said, if people can just follow the procedure, but to put stuff on social media like that, that is not supported by evidence. You know,
Ahmed, just to confirm that the hospital itself has not received any of these complaints with regards to, like we say, these allegations of people, patients being tied up, etc.
Like I said, we have not received. There are so many, these Facebook messages that are being copied and pasted, so I can't give you answers for each of those complaints. Mm. I mean, people should follow procedure, like I said. Hello?
We're listening to you, yes.
Yeah, sorry. So people must just follow the procedure.
All right. Now, in terms of, you know, if they want to follow the procedure, is there a number, is there an email at this point in time that we can share?
You can just phone the Goedgevlei Hospital. So it's 021-404- mm-hmm. 9111, and just ask for the Quality Assurance Department.
Quality Assurance, great stuff.
Yes.
So I do believe we also have Dr. Zamir Bray joining us online, member of the Goedgevlei Board. Dr. Assalamu Alaikum, good morning. Good to be chatting once again.
Wa Alaikum Salaam wa Rahmatullah. Shukran for the opportunity.
So, Doc, just in terms of what we were discussing with Ahmed, you know, with regards to allegations that have been laid against the hospital, would you like to comment on that very briefly?
Yes, sure. You know, I think that we must start by acknowledging that this is involved the loss of a relative, a loved one. So as a community representative on the board of the hospital, firstly, we want to sympathize with the family. This is a very difficult time. We want to assure the family that, like this particular concern, we take every complaint that comes to the hospital in a very serious light. We will not fob this off. We will work with the hospital management to make sure that, a very detailed review and sequence of events is actually shared with the family. We understand that, you know, the family just want clarity on, you know, what has transpired. And so, like with any other complaint, the hospital is kind of goes through a very meticulous process, and I believe Ahmed has detailed some of that. First to start off with by respecting the family's complaint and actually just request for clarity. Is my understanding at this point. It's obviously not something that we will discuss here on air, but first with the family to give them, the respect that it deserves.
And we can understand that, Dr. Bray. If I can just come in here very quickly. We've got about 2 minutes before we need to wrap up. One of the other allegations that was also made, and this was from somebody that deals with, the burial societies quite often, is that, I could even understand it, you know, from a human perspective, being the fact that, you know, the hospitals are understood, not only Goedgevlei, every other hospital, but to be dealing with things like wrong persons being booked out as deceased, etc. You know, is that something that was brought to your attention?
So, The specific case has not been brought to my attention, but can I just take one minute to just share with the listeners? I think Ahmed has sketched for you a little bit of a picture of what's going on at the hospital. At this particular point in time, for members of the public, it is completely unprecedented to see the system under such strain. Okay, yes. We have healthcare workers who are pitching up every single day, trying their best, I can assure you. You know, as members of the community overseeing some of this, we can see that the healthcare workers are going over beyond, making lots of sacrifices. Where mistakes happen, please bring that to our attention immediately. If we can rectify that, if we can see how to, do something better, we will do that. But it has not been an easy time for healthcare workers, for the management. It has been an extremely busy time. But I also want to say at the same time that while I speak here in my capacity as a member of the community represented on that board, while we do have these complaints that have come through, and we will take every single one of them very seriously, I also want to point out and would urge members of the public that have already contacted me to say that they've had an exceptionally positive experience accessing healthcare in the Western Cape at a public facility to share those stories, because I think that often those may not get, to the front line of the newspaper or on air, but overwhelmingly I've received many positive feedback from patients who have an excellent experience so far. Mm. And so, we should just balance kind of where we put our focus and recognize that nobody is coming to work in any one of our hospitals saying, I'm planning to do the wrong thing today.
Okay, we get you, Dr. Bray.
Dr. Bray, just on a final point, there have been concerns, and I mean, we've been reading through so many experiences that listeners have been sharing, where they're saying, in the final moments of a patient that has passed on from COVID-19, it's a very cold experience, and for obvious reasons, family and loved ones cannot be there with them physically in those final moments. And there has been a call for perhaps a religious figure to be there to say perhaps, a final prayer, etc. Is that feasible at this point in time?
I must acknowledge this is an extremely difficult point, and I fully hear you. It's so difficult because it's the one thing that family members want to do with a relative in the last few moments. I must say, I've even struggled with this. I've asked, the health authorities, is there not a workaround? Can't we do something else? So, for example, at our hospital, Groote, we have roving mobile phones. We patients that don't have access to a cell phone can actually talk to the family. Nice. We have social workers that have repurposed their job descriptions to be the conduit and communication channel between patients and relatives. We've set up the option of giving people data so they can at least try and make a WhatsApp call or do something. To be honest, it's such a difficult situation. We wish there was a more human solution. The difficulty with having a religious figure come into the institution is the risk it poses to him or her or any relative. Just yesterday, somebody shared with me a list of almost 36 ulama that have passed on.
Wow.
Now, I want to be clear, I can't confirm that those were all COVID and the post did indicate that. Mm. But we know that ulama from our community have passed on from COVID. The last thing we would want is to expose any of them to a very high-risk environment. We know that anyone that enters that environment is at risk of severe disease or even death. We've just lost 25 healthcare workers in this province with 1,019 infected, of which 60 are in hospital. Right. So it's just such a difficult situation. And, I'll make myself available if there are any other ideas the public may have to help us to solve this communication gap, because I do believe that's part of the challenge, is that families just want to be able to communicate, to say a few words to their loved one who is you know, having a difficult time at the hospital. And so, you know, myself and Ahmad will be available if there are any ideas that, you know, members of the public can help us with to solve this communication gap.
Let's leave it at that, Dr. Bray. We're going to have to leave it. Shukran so much for your time. To both Ahmed Mohammed, the head of nurses at Khurtiski Hospital, and Dr. Zamir Bray, member of the Khurtiski board. Gentlemen, shukran so much for your time and enjoy the rest of your day, inshallah. Time now moving on to 7.